I know you have written explicitly to the charge that your and other people's research has been directed or tainted by the military or by industry, the power companies.
Yes.
You haven't felt that in your own case, that you've been coerced to find certain findings?
No. These statements came from, fortunately, very small percentage of people active in the field who belong to this incredible category of human beings who saw mud and try to benefit from the fact that always a little bit of mud sticks after all. Mm-hmm. These were very uneducated people of very low ethical standards, very deplorable behavior, and very recognized scientific merit. All those human statements have no scientific reputation and their own worthwhile very much.
Mm-hmm.
Very uneducated people. And they are, as I just stated, actually, their behavior is despiteful. And they are liars. They are lying. Let me set some factors straight. For example, if you look at ONR and check how it spent its money, originally it had a few projects at Iowa State with me and with Bill Frye's laboratory in Urbana and ultrasonics and things like that. And then as it widens open, as critique mounted with regard to insufficient support about the murky type weak interaction field,
mm-hmm.
ONR went out of its way to support the weak interactions, as a matter of fact, by supporting Frye, Marino, and heavens knows what other people, and Zerat. In other words, the man who was at that time in charge of it, Tom Rosell, wanted at all cost to avoid vicious attack by those people.
Mm-hmm.
And this he could only do by giving them money. And so we did. They got hoodles of money. And our cuts, funds were cut down, as a matter of fact. So what really happened is the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's very interesting to talk a little bit more about this. A similar situation developed in the Electric Research Power Institute. You know, out mm-hmm. at the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
They decided eventually, being constantly as representative of the power industry, accused of being blindsided, they decided to set up a sort of a division which is headed by Dr. Rafferty. And Dr. Rafferty established then a committee looking to subject matter and to let out research funds. And he never asked me to serve on his committee. Nor did anyone like myself or Foster or so on ever approach with regard to research funding. But he has given research funding to people who claim the existence of weak electrical effects.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you see same pattern. The person is very sensitive to potential critique.
Mm-hmm.
And is meticulous in orienting his committee and his money giving accordingly in this direction.
Mm-hmm.
There's a further comment which indicates, which comes to mind, which was made by others and which I myself support. Once you establish a committee or a branch in any administration to look into a particular subject matter, there you get a point to this. You will try to perpetuate now your committee.
Mm-hmm.
The psychological pressure on you to do so is overwhelming. Say you come to the opinion in 3 years there's nothing to field. If you say there's nothing to the field, close my division, you are fired.